From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In northwest Pakistan, the military says there are now 800,000 people displaced by fighting. The army is trying to defeat Taliban militants there. It is the largest internal displacement in Pakistan's 60-year history. International relief agencies say that the camps for the displaced are overflowing, and NPR's Julie McCarthy has been visiting those camps.
The creation of nearly a million refugees inside Pakistan did not figure into the military's calculations. 22 camps now accommodate those escaping the arc of fighting that stretches across the mountain and stream-dotted districts of Deer, Bunair, and Swat Valley. Here in Chota Lahore, a camp south of Swat Valley, the newly displaced rush the water truck. Potable water arrives twice a day, barely enough for the 5,000 residents here. Children get lost in the cloud of dust the truck throws up as it lumbers into this desolate camp. A bare-bottomed toddler waddles over to tinker with the water trailer. Play can still triumph over misery here, but the children wear the scars of their mad dash from a war zone. Their tiny faces are red with scabs. Doctors say scabies are rampant through the displaced population, as are diarrhea, dehydration, and respiratory infections. Husan Baha coughs as she speaks inside her tent with its dirt floor, covered with plastic. Guests are offered cushions. She left behind in Bunair the grains in the field and the cattle tied to pegs. This grandmother of three arrived in this spot when there were only four tents. There are now over 500. She says living here is hazardous. We are out in this dust with no help in sight, she says. We have come to these burning deserts and have been here for the last 12 days. Even this morning, we killed a snake in this tent, Husan says. All they give us to eat is rice. Those who are ill become more ill. Those who are healthy become sick, she says, stifling tears. Relief workers are doing what they can, building latrines, digging wells, and stringing lighting on this site where the remnants of a decayed British outpost still stand. The displaced can be forgiven for complaining. These people have been traumatized. They have seen bodies left in the streets to rot, their villages bombarded, their lives upended. One father wears the dazed look of a man who wonders what fate has in store for him next. He says he lost two of his children. Innocents caught in the battle that is emptying the Swat Valley, a militant stronghold. A map produced by the BBC's Urdu language service suggests that only 38% of Pakistan's northwest frontier province is under full government control. Arshid Ali has just arrived from Mingora, the central city of Swat Valley. Ali is nervous and glances around furtively to check that no one is listening as he talks to a reporter. He says when he left, the Taliban were in control of Mingora, with no sign of army presence. He says neither is there anything to stop the Taliban from spilling out of Swat Valley if they choose.
All these families who've come out, no checking was done on them. No one knows how many Taliban have snuck out disguised as ordinary people. These militants are gradually spreading to these areas. People ask, why Swat? Why the land of the Pashtuns? Why our area?
Refugees in their own homeland. Many of the displaced complain bitterly that the army's aerial and artillery bombardment does not inflict much damage on the militants, but rather runs inhabitants out of their villages. Arshid Ali echoes the general feeling that many express. All the bigwigs sit in comfort and have no idea what the citizens suffer, he says. They just issue orders to eliminate people. Anyone who gets killed, Ali says, is likely to be called Taliban. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Chota Lahore, Pakistan.